Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. And Lisa Sicasio is my witness that we do indeed stretch.
Yep.
Yes, we do, and I did it with you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Everybody has to play along, even Greg.
I did.
He tries not to do what I ask him to do, but,
yeah, but
here
I went,
he was.
I went to the gym yesterday, and I kind of need to stretch a little bit today because I haven't been in like a month.
Wow, you need to do more than just stretch.
Hey, it was the holidays. No judgment.
See?
No judgment.
Love this
guy.
I love those paleo cookies, though, that you brought us. Those are really good.
Listen, with the new year, I had to bring you something. Also, weather, not that great.
Gloomy.
So, yeah. I mean, cookies usually make everything better, and they're considered healthy. And correct me if I'm wrong, did they not taste healthy?
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
I tasted
they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, they're paleo, but yet they didn't taste at all like a dinosaur. Thank you very much.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, let me do this first. It is 9:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Lisa Sicasio is with us. She is the public information officer for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And recently, Lisa, as you know, there's been a news item about the sheriff and the publishing of mugshots. The Alachua County Commission, at least 4-1, was not... They think maybe the sheriff shouldn't do that. So what's the official word?
All right, so let's dig into this because there's a lot of just back and forth and I think confusion about it. So what happened is there was a special meeting with the commissioners. So it wasn't just their general meeting where there's a full agenda and then people usually go, because if there's something on the agenda that involves law enforcement and the sheriff's office, we would be there. So this was just something a little bit more personal, and anytime they have a meeting, it is public record, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during this meeting, they talked about many different things, and one of the things that came up was mugshots. And they voted to send, it was approved, to send a letter to the sheriff in regards to the mugshots. Now, that letter, though, was not sent. It was just approved. But because everything was on public record, and obviously media listens to it because they're going to let the public know what's going on,
mm-hmm.
word gets back to the sheriff, and then here we are. And as you saw, there is so many questions and comments on both sides saying, hey, these are public records. Correct. We're not making up anything. And this is something that many sheriff's offices do. And now we don't do it because other sheriff's offices do it. So let's also mention that. So long story short, the sheriff did release a statement on where he stands. That statement is on our Facebook page. I suggest everyone go and read it. It's not very long. It's not very wordy, but it's pretty clear and it goes back to
semi-clear, but go ahead.
So it goes back to the one word you're going to see over and over again is
transparency.
Bingo. See, we all got it.
I did read it.
We all know.
I did my homework, teacher.
Okay, but you're like, Lisa, get to the point. What does that mean? It means that he understands the sentiment of what the commissioners say, which is, and I think you both discussed it too, anytime a mugshot is posted, they're looking at it as now we are guilting them. And that's not the case. That's not why we post it. At all. We're not doing it to shame people. We do it because we want the public to be informed. If a mugshot is posted, that does not mean that they're guilty. It just means that they were arrested. So yes, we understand the sentiment. But if you go back to even before he got into office, one thing that the sheriff stood for during his campaign and throughout the whole entire time since we've been here is the word that you keep seeing is transparency. It is no secret since Sheriff Scott took office, if you go on our social media page, there's definitely been more information that is being put out because transparency builds trust with the community. Law enforcement, unfortunately, gets the bad rap that we think that we're hiding something. Well, prior, before putting a lot of information out on social media, people would see deputies' vehicles. They would see a lot of law enforcement in a certain area, and they would be like, oh my goodness, what's going on? They would go to our social media and not
see
anything.
Now you're picking on Greg.
They would be like, what's going on? And then they start making assumptions.
Mm.
And a lot of it isn't true. But that's how you build fear. So it may be that maybe it was our canine team or our SWAT team. They were training. Maybe we were helping someone having a medical emergency. But because there was nothing necessarily being said, all of a sudden people start assuming. So now we are putting the information out there saying, hey, no, no, no. It's just a large law enforcement presence. everything's okay. So take that into account now. And I say this as someone who was a news anchor for a majority of my career. If we don't put the information out, the information is still out there, but that means other agencies or third parties like media, and they have every right to do so. This is not me knocking them. Are going to put it out.
Or could put it out.
Could put it out.
Anybody and really could put it out.
When they put it out, you know this being in a newscast, you're under time constraints. So you're not going to get the full details. And again, and I'm not saying this as the places that I worked for did this, but there's always usually an angle. So now there's a spin. But as the law enforcement agency, wouldn't you rather have hear it from us? And I can tell you, as and you're talking to the person that writes a lot of it, what I write is based on the probable cause. That is literally what happened. That's not made up. It's not fabricated. And I take it, what I write, and a lot of it, when you read it, is cop speak, right? So it is now my job and the Public Information Office to put it in simple terms, and then that then gets approved by my supervisors, and that's when I go to them. I'm like, hey, this is what happened, and this is what the probable cause says. This is what I have. Do they match? Do you see any issues with this? And obviously, you know, I'm a civilian. I don't fully sometimes understand. I'm still learning. And there's going to be times that, and there have been times that they come back that actually this is what this means that you said, let's explain it a little bit more. And we do that. And then it goes out. So at least that way, when you come to our social media, you're getting the full story from A to Z and in between. And then you can make your own assumptions again. So we do all of that to build trust. And that's something that we're going to continue to do moving forward. Yes, the sheriff understands that obviously there's a lot of different voices and not everyone's agreeing, but the county commission does serve the public. We serve the public. So together on that shared mission, we're going to find common ground moving forward to continue to do the job to protect the citizens.
Here's what's at play here, basically, of what you said, and that is perception versus reality.
Bingo.
The person really did get arrested. They really are being charged with this crime. The realistic, the reality is they're not guilty. They haven't been found guilty.
Correct.
Or not guilty. There hasn't been a preponderance of the evidence in a courtroom. They haven't had their due process. But in this ongoing process, the arrest did take place. The charges are, in fact, you know, the charges. So it basically is because the perception of a person is, hey, I remember that mugshot, and that guy, he's a child molester. No, he was charged with that. We don't know if he's guilty of that. So basically, we're saying, oh, don't put their face up there because people are stupid.
Or people when just aren't fully understanding. And even if you,
well,
if you
read,
but if you read what I'm also writing, at no point in any of those releases or what Captain Sims or anything that the public information has ever put out, we have never said when we post the mugshots with the cases, oh, this person is guilty, unless it comes out later on. And then we do another release saying, hey, the person that we put out such and such ago, they were just fully convicted. And the jury said, like, hey.
What if they're not convicted? What if there's not, like, the evidence doesn't match up? A state attorney says, oh, Lord, we don't have a case here. Or they say, no, we got the wrong guy. This isn't a guilty party. Then would they also post that non-mug shot, that freedom shot, and say, hey, we arrested this guy for this, but no, he's been found innocent or not guilty or whatever the case may be.
So when it comes to huge cases, and if that were to happen, again, going back to transparency, we have taken and fallen on the sword saying, hey, we messed up. We were wrong. That is something that the sheriff would stand by and that we would do. We have done that before when sometimes, if you go back a few months ago when we did the open carry and there was just a lot of confusion, we put something out and then it was like, wait a minute, there's some confusion here. So then we went back and we said, hey, we're so sorry about that. We did not mean to confuse you and make this bigger than a mess. So yes, if that were to happen, we would follow through. So it's transparency on both sides.
Well, in that case, that's not a case of an injured party. But if somebody's photo appears and it turns out that those charges weren't really warranted for various reasons, not necessarily law enforcement was wrong or made a mistake. It's just when evidence was further corrected and investigation further went on, they realized, oh, this isn't the person or this isn't what occurred. And somebody's reputation could be at stake there. So now you do have an injured party based on perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an easy one. That's why we're discussing it.
Oh, absolutely.
So what you have to remember at the end of the day is it is public information, and anybody who wants to look for it can find it.
Yep.
In the case of an innocent person who's been charged with something, yes, it is going to turn their world upside down, and that's very, very unfortunate. And in America, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but if you're charged with a crime and you're put through the process and fingerprinted, and you will have a quote-unquote mugshot. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's not an easy one. Sorry that you're in the middle of it, Lisa.
Hey, but that's why I'm here, right? Because that we can talk about it and we can all be on the same page. And again, if we have only really posted very serious crimes, and out of transparency, that's something that will continue to happen. And we're going to continue to have talks with the commission to try to find that common ground.
Well, that and the cookies.
That too. Listen, like I said, cookies make everything better.
Yes.
They do.
I feel better about the whole situation now.
Lisa Sicasio, the public information officer for Alachua County Sheriff's Office, thank you for giving us a level of clarity there. We do appreciate it. And thanks for coming by. We'll look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Sounds like a plan. Love you all.
No, come by tomorrow, really.